we find in the gospel is the last gift and the perfect gift that Jesus left with his emerging community of disciples. It would be important to recall and remember that this is a season in his life that is characterized by defeat, by diminishment, and by decline. The previous hosannas are turning into jeers and mockery. The opposition from his own religious tradition is stunning. He's becoming ostracized and separate as he moves into the final season of life called dying. Part of what is his diminishment at this time is the ensuing betrayal and disowning, not of enemies, but of those closest to him. Those who he had entrusted his self, his dreams, his highest hopes, they were beginning to distance themselves. They were beginning to falter. They were beginning to move away. Some would sell him cheap and with a kiss. Others would deny knowing him or belonging to him. This is his awareness as he sits down for the Passover meal. But he remembered his own teaching of befriending the adversary and loving the enemy. And now was his hour at the Last Supper to put that teaching into his own body, to embody those words and that spirit. So as he looks at the table and those around the table, he is well aware that they will all betray and desert him, each in their own way. The Gospels are not shy. The Gospels do not hesitate to let us know that all of the apostles failed to follow Jesus to Golgotha and to his death, and they all went to a room locked in due to fear. So at that last table, Jesus begins to wonder how to respond to their withdrawal, their disowning, and their departure from him. So he moves from his place at the table and moves towards Peter. Peter, he once called Rock. He once said, "You are rock steady, you are firm, you are stable, you are dependable, and upon you I'm going to build my community." But he also mentions to Peter months later that he will betray, and Peter could not accept that. And Peter said, "Even if everyone else deserts you, I'll stay with you." when Jesus moves towards Peter's feet, Peter resists Jesus' touch and Jesus' washing because Peter knew about his feet. He knew that these feet were not going to be faithful. He knew that his feet were going to falter and be fickle and be failing and unfaithful. So obviously Peter says, "Don't touch me," because we know where these feet are going to go and where they're not going to go. We both know that my feet are not going to keep you company and walk with you to Golgotha and your death. So why are you wanting to caress and hold my feet? I am not singularly rock steady. I have a mixture in me that I can barely name or acknowledge. Jesus, nonetheless, says to Peter, "Give me those feet. Let me hold them, and then you will know the kind of love I have always and will always have for you. You need not put your best foot forward. You can bring the totality of your life with all of its opposites, with all of its alternations, and I can caress and hold you in your entirety and in your wholeness, which will include the faithful and the unfaithful, the strong and the steady, the weak and the feeble, and the faltering. Peter could be experiencing being held in all of his dimensions, in all of his opposites. Then Jesus returned to his place at the table, and he took crumbling bread, identified his deepest self with that bread, and said, "Eat me and drink me. And let me enter into and be as intimate with the whole of you who you are as I can be. Let me be intimate with what you can barely name to yourself about yourself." That day, Jesus at the Last Supper was showing us how to be intimate with human brokenness that we find in ourselves and that we find in each other. In church community and relationships rooted in the church, we want to often do foot washing. Perhaps not literally, but what we want to do is invite each other We want to invite our lovers, our partners, and our spouses to bring the totality of who they are, and that in our presence they need not put just their best foot forward. The great comfort in Christian community is that there are others who are going to welcome and embrace the totality of who we are. So let me encourage you in your relationships to occasionally, when you're sitting next to each other or lying down together, whisper to the other, "Give me those feet." Give me those feet. They need not be perfect feet. They might not have to be totally in step with my desires, but they are you. So let me hold you where you're going to walk and where you're going to fail to walk. I am for you, and I can hold the whole of who you are. This is perfect loving. It is the epitome of the teaching of Jesus. And it is something that we all hunger and long for and yearn to be part of. We would all like someone to hold our feet, even though our feet are not always steady. So we become in church, and in church community, we become primarily foot washers. Rachel?
Yes, Greg.
Thank you for letting me be here. I was born into a tradition and ordained in that tradition that has a rather bigoted and discriminatory attitude towards women. I'm ordained in the Roman Church, and as you know, we do not have a stellar posture towards women, towards same-sex couples, to anyone who has been divorced. So for me, it is a pleasure to have briefly known Rachel, to witness how she pastors and shepherds and heals and presides at worship. You are an extremely lucky and blessed congregation to have been pastored by Rachel. And I'm going to trust that between now and the end of the month, you will find the opportunity to let her know who she has been for you and this church. Thanks for inviting me to be here.